Lydia talking about brands.
Brands are really important because I think brands are, for me, they carry information. They say something about the person who's wearing them. And also, they are a symbol of style. If I say, for example, Nike, I know that that is something really sporty, that people are fast to wear them, and they will give me a feeling, yes, I'm fit if I wear Nike. Or if I wear something like a top designer label, then I belong to a small club of people who can say, yes, I can afford it. You know, so it is really, really important. And people also recognize what you wear. So they will put you into a kind of category as well. It defines you as belonging to a group.
Yeah, but it's not real, is it? I mean, if I wear a boss suit, it doesn't make any difference to my personality. It doesn't change me.
Yes, but it will make people see you in a different way. First of all, the cut is important. They enhance your appearance because brands, of course, are also very carefully made and they are made to a certain style. So if you wear a boss suit, first of all, it will be very well cut, but they will also make people see you in a different way. So your appearance will be enhanced by the cut of the garment. And also people will recognize you as a person who can afford it as well, because these things are not very cheap as well. So you definitely have more attention, or that people will definitely see you in a very positive way if you do that. But brands define also your attitude towards life and your attitude towards certain things.
But you see it as a positive influence on people, do you? Do you think this is absolutely fine?
I think it is fine because I like wearing brands. Yeah, I think clothes and identifying with a label gives you this kind of wonderful feeling of being part of a group. You are individual because they have so very different things, like, you know, they have different colors and different cuts and so on and so forth. So you can have your individual style within the brand. And by wearing the brand, you belong to a large family, a large group of people who all wear the same brand. So you are part of it, but you are also allowed to be individual. And I think that is a good feeling, just to be, and you feel accepted as well, I think. And you see yourself, like, it is very important. You put something on and you feel, I feel good with this. And so you have much more self-assurance if you wear something where you feel positive in as well. You know, if you have something that has a positive effect on you, then your whole personality is more positive. So you have a much more positive effect on people, and it gives you something that you gain from.
So what would you say to somebody who says, well, I'm not influenced by brands at all, I don't care about them?
Oh, I would admire him. I would look at him and I would definitely see how individual his style is, or her style is, this person as well, because not wearing brands is also a brand. It is also defined by something, isn't it? I mean, the things they put on, they are also a brand, which are probably not a well-known brand, but there isn't anything in the world that's not a brand.
So you mean they also have their own image?
I think that people who negate brands, they also form their own category of brands.